All right, I'm Tom Rowe here in the WGXC Acre studio with Neil Schoenfeld from Caro, who's come to talk about local pollination and local land preservation and bees and more. Neil Schoenfeld from Caro is here. Thank you for stopping by.
So I am one of the co-directors of the Northeast Regional Land Trust, which is based in Cairo. My partner is Mike Esley, and I do all the outside work, and Mike, being a lawyer, does all the inside work. The Northeast Regional Land Trust is a nonprofit entity focusing on preserving open spaces throughout the Northeast region. Our goal is to protect and preserve the pristine natural beauty of our environment through the skilled management of significant tracts of land. One of our major projects is the Wildflower Project, and the trust is working diligently to educate property owners as to the many benefits associated with the planting of wildflowers, native trees, plants, and shrubs. Our program is structured so as to encourage owners to preserve the natural balance of the ecosystem through the planting of these different species. Wildflowers serve as a host plant for many native butterflies and bees by providing a food source along with a breeding habitat. The continued urban sprawl, coupled with our development and use of chemical agents, has dramatically decreased the number of wildflowers, thereby reducing the butterfly and bee population. So in 2002, I got involved with all this, and I watched this report with Harry Reasoner on 2020, and he presented a report on the effects of spraying Roundup weed killer. The weed killer used in the aerial spraying of coca plants in Colombia, South America, was devastating to the health of the people, the farm animals, etc. It was also destroying drinking water in the regions being sprayed. So I started a program to get people to stop using these chemicals, and I've been working on it ever since. So research is finding more evidence that human exposure to these chemicals is causing an increase in cancer and birth defect rates. I have a great concern that your children and pets are inhaling and having a great contact with this toxic environment. For example, Quebec was the first province to implement a cosmetic pesticide ban in 2006. Since then, Ontario, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, and Prince Edward Island have adopted laws to restrict cosmetic pesticides. Recently, this is a report from the Washington Post, March 24th, Maryland's honeybees are being massacred and the weapon might be in your house. In the end, Maryland lawmakers couldn't ignore the haunting story from beekeepers. I go into the winter with a really strong population, managing them to be fat and healthy, treated for mites with plenty of food, said Bonnie Raytrip, a keeper in Baltimore County. By the end of the winter, you open your hives and they're all dead. The keepers join academics and conservationists convincing the general assembly that mass deaths over the past 4 years are likely tied to widespread use of household pesticides linked to honeybee mortality. So Maryland actually passed a bill banning all home pesticide and recreational pesticide use. And the big cause of this is this neon technicoids or neonics, which was introduced in agriculture in the 1990s and made available to the general public more recently because they thought it would be safer for the bees than pesticides. The problem is that this pesticide gives off a poison pollen. The bees take it back to the hive and eventually the whole hive collapses. So this is from Reuters, 2015. Home improvement chain Lowe's will stop selling a type of pesticide suspected of causing a decline in the honeybee population to pollinate key American crops. This is neonics and neon technicoid. Scientists, consumer groups, beekeepers, and others say the deaths are linked to the neonic pesticides. The bee die-off is worrisome for agriculture because honeybees pollinate plants and produce a fourth of the food consumed by Americans. Well, France just had such a die-off that they have banned all the use of these neonics in their country. And that was also recently published, and they had a big fight. And the farmers did not want to stop using it because they got a better yield, but there was a major die-off in France, so the legislature in France banned it.
So France and Maryland have banned it. What about New York?
No, and this is something I hope I'm hoping that I'm working on, and we could start, you know, possibly banning it in New York in the future. And there's five other states that are also looking into banning it.
So if it's not banned, then what products are they that people shouldn't buy that have it in it? You know,
well, all the plants, trees, and shrubs that are sold in all the big box stores are grown with this stuff. A lot of our, and I just spoke to a manager when I was down in Florida, and he said in Home Depot, 100% of the plant, shrubs, and trees that they sell are grown with it.
So you have to go to an organic, independent garden center.
Right. Yes, definitely. And check with them and make sure that their stuff is not grown with these chemicals. They are labeling it, you know, some of their trees and things like that. But that's as far as they're going. And they're not going to take, like Lowe's is not going to take any of this stuff off their shelves until 2019, till alternatives become available or till they possibly run out of their inventory. And that's Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, and I think Costco too.
And so what should people do? I guess call Albany and try to get local legislators on board with a ban. And
right.
What else are you suggesting?
Well, that's what I'm suggesting. Talk to all your legislatures. There's tons of stuff on the internet about this. There's bills, I think, all the way up to President Obama. And the more people that speak out, and also try to eat organic food. I mean, as I go into the supermarkets locally, I'm finding the organic sections are bigger and bigger because people are really worried about this. And as I talk to people, people are getting very concerned about, you know, this whole health issue.
Why do you think bees are so important?
Well, all our pollinators are extremely important. The bees, the butterflies, the hummingbirds, even other birds, you know, disperse pollen. And
are they all dying off as much as the bees? Have you?
We
were both saying don't see as many monarch butterflies around.
I live in Pearling, outside of Cairo, New York. I used to get waves during the migration in September coming through my property. Now I get two or three the whole migration.
The monarchs, yeah.
The monarchs. But they are being affected by the GMOs because all those plants, you know, that are being grown, all that food is being sprayed. And there have been big articles. There's three migrations through the country, and they're all being sprayed with Roundup and other chemicals. So the eastern population migration, the Midwest, and this was in the New York Times, and the western population down the western part of the country have all gone through a major decline. I mean, I could see it just in my own yard. So
it's just as simple as, like, if you're putting out rat poison for rats to eat and die, you're putting out poison for weeds on plants that animals eat or pollinate with, they're going to be affected by the poison too.
Right. Well, if you spray, most people do not read the instructions on this stuff. So most people spray this stuff. They ingest it. They actually explain to you on the labeling not to spray in the wind. But people still do. They won't wear any kind of masks. And all these chemicals, you know, it's been proven, have terrible, you know, effects. There was just a report now recently that linking pesticides to Lou Gehrig's disease. And there was another report about a month ago with Gwen Ifill on PBS that three-fifths of our pollinators in the world are heading to extinction. So we need to do everything we can to preserve, you know, our pollinators and our, you know, bird life and wildlife if we want to have them in the future, and if we want to have plants and vegetables for our, you know, future generations, because we could wipe them out.
If you just tuned in, we're talking to Cairo resident and activist Neil Schoenfeld about pollinators locally and internationally and more. Do you also have a local land trust too?
Yes.
That you're helping, you're trying to give the bees and butterflies a place to hang out?
Well, that's all kept, you know, and my yard is all kept organic, and we use no chemicals either on my yard, which I grow a lot of native plants to give away, and our 95-acre land trust. It's all, there's no chemicals used at all. The other issue I want to talk about is medications. They're just starting a program now where you could bring certain medications to your druggist at certain times of the year. We need a full-time program, which other states have adopted, where you can just bring your medications like to a sheriff's department or a local police officer, and then somebody will pick them up and destroy them. Do not flush them. They get into our marine environment, either the Hudson River or our streams, and the sewage treatment plants cannot break them down. And they're having devastating effects on all our marine life. In the oceans, they've done studies, and the wild dolphin population is suffering terribly, and other marine species from all the medication that's being dispersed into the ocean. One other thing, there's a new bird collar out called Birds Be Safe. It has different colors on it. A cat collar. So when the birds see the cat in the street or in the woods or things like that, they'll fly away. It distracts them. They estimate, in a report I read recently, 1.4 to 3.7 billion birds are lost to outdoor and feral cats worldwide. So these collars can be bought on the internet. I've been telling all the vets and different pet supply places about them, and a lot of people are looking into them, and it's a very good situation. So,
and they prove they work? They fly away?
The Wild Bird Center that I volunteer in Florida during the winter, the people that are members there, part of the staff, they put them on every one of their cats, and they've been proven to work.
All right, we just have 1 minute left with Neil Schoenfeld. Do you want to have you have one last thing to say that you brought that we didn't get to? Excuse me, we're live in.
Well, there are other things that could be used to kill weeds. I mean, if you can, I pull my weeds, or I take a spade or a different garden thing and I kill them. You know, I chop them with the weed, you know. So that's one way. Weed whacking. Now, you could also use white vinegar, works well. You could use some kind of heavy-duty salt mixture. That's people in Florida use salt water, and they kill their weeds with salt water. There are other organic
All right,
sprays.
We're going to have to go on that note. Thank you, Neil Schoenfeld, for joining us live here in Cairo to talk about the birds and the bees locally.